WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 67 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at MSELEV.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District and Superintendent Tommy Wallace have parted ways.
No one on the school board would say what led to a voluntary separation agreement. But board president Doug Wunderberger ruled out one rumor to WTAW News.
The common knowledge and rumor that's been passed around is not in any way related to what we did tonight.
Because a joint statement from the board and Wallace does not say what Wallace gets from the school district for resigning, WTAW News has filed an open records request. Mark McCall and David Stansny voted no, saying they were opposed to unidentified portions of the deal. Voting yes were Wunderberger, Felicia Benford, Trey Moore, and Ruthie Waller. Wallace did not attend the meeting. Afterwards, he sent a tweet with two Bible verses. Using the New International Version translation, Jeremiah 29:11-14 begins with, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Wallace also used Psalms 34, which ends with, "The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned." The board ended the meeting with a unanimous vote naming Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke interim superintendent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School Board has cleared what members and administrators believe is the biggest hurdle towards changing boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses. Superintendent Clark Ely counted a 5-2 consensus that all three middle schools will be split into the district's two high schools as recommended by a 37-member committee. College Station Middle School will be nearly divided, while 16% of A&M Consolidated Middle School students would go to College Station High, and 18% of students from CSISD's third middle school would go to Consolidated High School. Quinn Williams supported a more equal vote.
We want to take the time and effort to go back and try to get them within 60-40, 50-50.
Carol Barrett supported the committee's recommendation.
My thinking changed literally in the middle of the night. And I trust that we're going to coach our kids up however they need to be coached up in fine arts and in middle school. If we have to hire additional staff to do that.
While no official vote was taken on splitting the middle schools, the board unanimously agreed with the committee's recommendations on grandfathering. Next week's Bryan City Council meeting will include a request made by a property owner at last week's meeting for a refund of penalties and interest. Gary Welch was among those who mailed a property tax payment to Brazos County's old tax office, but it arrived late at the new tax office.
On my 2014 tax statement, the second payment due June 30th, 2015, listed that as the due date and listed the address as 300 East William Joe Bryan Parkway, meaning that my payment that I sent in June of 2016 was within 1 year and we qualified for the refund.
Welch says Brazos County reconsidered an earlier vote and granted the refund, and the Bryan School District has as well. But he told the council he's been trying to get an answer from the city for 2 months. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the request from Welch and others will be considered by the council next Tuesday. An international jewelry designer based in Austin was this year's featured speaker at the annual Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Advocacy Group's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. Kendra Scott, whose business model has always included philanthropy, had a close friend die of breast cancer earlier this year.
She was a wife, a mother, a loyal friend, and she was also an inspiration to so many women. Her voice touched 53 million people in a video that she had done prior to her death. And you know, I told her that I would be her voice, and any chance that I can come and be Holly's voice, I am.
98% of proceeds from the luncheon, as well as today's pink outfit profit share at nearly 30 restaurants, goes towards grants around the Brazos Valley. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 6 at 67 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes Texas A&M Student Business Services to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Student Business Services uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Bird Dozer, InTech Pest Management, Subway, and Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Good morning, it's 6:11. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure remains in control, but the high will be shifting east, so the weather starts to gradually change as we head into the middle portion of the work week. Today, a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs up close to 90 degrees. We're partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 70 to 75. There could be an isolated storm. Clouds and sunshine for tomorrow, 85 to 90, with the risk of an isolated storm. And it's partly sunny during the day Thursday to start, then some afternoon clouds could lead to a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Also, Jasmine Babers garners SEC Player of the Week honors for A&M volleyball. Elsewhere in college football, Texas takes on Oklahoma Saturday, a game that may be bigger for the coaches than the players. And in the NFL, the Vikings remain undefeated after a win against the Giants on Monday Night Football. The details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, there have been years when that game in Dallas has been a classic. I was talking to Clip Howard. He said he's going anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean,
even though one of the bigger games in America is going to be right here, he wants to go up and watch that. Revelers hate when it's an 11 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, they wake up at 10:40.
That's just too early.
Or they wake up at 11:45 and turn on the remote and go, well, hell, I'm not going to see that. So, yeah, that's, we'll see. But because, I mean, they're basically, they're designed for like the 2:30 game. That gives them a chance to sober up. And
sure.
Get there.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, all right. So, you know, I really haven't talked about this. I didn't want to. It's one of those things that everybody else is talking about, so why should we? This clown thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure what it is, how big it is. It's kind of taken on a life of its own.
Yeah, well, I saw on AP Wires this morning that a 13-year-old boy from Houston was arrested.
For?
Being a clown.
Being a clown.
Being a clown.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, what? I don't know
they
what
had,
that means.
Well, they had more details on, let me see if they've updated anything so far.
All right.
The last one that I saw, okay, authorities say a 13-year-old girl in Virginia and a 14-year-old boy in Houston have been charged with crimes related to recent reports of scary clowns appearing in several states. And then it goes on to give some details about the girl in Virginia. It says that she was asked a person posing as a clown on social media to kill one of her teachers. So she wasn't posing as the clown. She was asking a person who was posing as a clown.
See, I don't know. This, it just seems so independently weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is.
And I don't know how in the world all this stuff ties together. The only thing I can think of, which is the absolute polar opposite, was the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
Because that kind of grew spontaneously in more than one area, and all of a sudden, really, really good stuff came from it.
Right.
And this seems to be happening spontaneously in separate areas, and it's not a, I mean, well, here's the thing I thought of this morning. That poor costume company that makes more clown outfits than anybody, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody is going to be a clown for Halloween. Is that probably fair to say?
Correct.
Nobody?
Well, okay, so, well, here's the thing. Is like people aren't dressing up like amicable birthday clowns.
They're
dressing
not.
Up like the evil clowns.
Yeah. Like the scary clowns.
They don't know if it started with It coming out soon,
oh,
you know,
right.
The new remake of It or whatever.
Yeah.
But whatever it started as, it seems to have morphed into something much more ominous.
And then there's this. Police say an 18-year-old Ohio woman lied about being attacked by a knife-wielding clown as an excuse for being late to work.
Of course.
Oh.
Yeah. Police in the Cincinnati suburbs say investigators found 18-year-old Alexandra Conley's story, and they charged her with making up a false alarm.
Wow.
Which is a misdemeanor.
Not only are you late for work, now you're charged with a misdemeanor.
You're in trouble with the law.
Well, and I don't remember, but in Ohio, I know it was Ohio. I don't know if it was this specific incident. They actually closed down a school because of a woman's report that she was attacked by a clown or threatened by a clown. So this might have been the same one.
Could well be. She said somebody dressed like a clown jumped a fence. No, this happened on Saturday, so that wasn't it. Waved a knife at her and cut her thumb. Okay. No phone listing could be found for this woman. Couldn't immediately be determined whether she has an attorney. And, of course, there have been several reports nationwide of people being frightened by encounters with clowns. It actually has been going on, I guess, what, 3 weeks or so? And they were just kind of spontaneous in North Carolina, and now it's everywhere. And
yeah, it seems to be growing in numbers.
Why can't clowns be funny coming out of cars and, you know, misbehaving
the
and blowing balloons?
Stuff.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Mation.
Normal clown stuff.
Yeah. Well, and normal clowns even scare certain people.
Well, that's also true. That's
so now
right.
You've got really scary clowns.
You know, it's probably just better if everybody just stops clowning around.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
It's worth the while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's October the 4th. It's Improve Your Office Day. Work in a plain corporate environment can be demoralizing. We don't have a plain corporate environment.
No, quite the opposite.
We don't have to worry about that, really.
We have lots of different personalities, and they get paid to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there. We have an ice cream freezer.
We do.
We have a lot of stuff that
and
goes
we can
on
run
for
around
us.
Barefoot.
Well,
I mean, just kidding.
Some people can. Yeah. And if that's not good enough, it's vodka day.
All right.
There we go.
Vodka
There's
day.
A way to improve your corporate situation.
Absolutely. It's golf day, so there you are. And how about just 10-4 to good buddy? See, 10-4 good buddy, because it's the 4th. Of October.
I see what you
got
did
that
there.
10-4 thing going on.
10-4,
so
I got you there, buddy.
All right, so there.
Whoa, it's National Taco Day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Okay. Now, see.
And sorry, that one didn't make your list.
That's
but
okay. No, that's an all right thing because, you know, one of the great things that we've had happen is soft tacos.
Because
in the beginning, basically, all we had were those other tacos with the crunchy shells, okay? And I can remember going to Pepe Taco and buying them for like 19 cents a piece.
Yeah.
But the problem is when you're driving and trying to eat a taco.
Oh, crunchy tacos are so hard.
Too difficult.
Well, you have to turn your head to a 45-degree angle, and that's
and
probably not safe.
Crumbs.
Yeah, and then, of course, obviously, it falls every place, and so you have shredded cheese and lettuce in the bottom of your the seat or
you're
on the floor.
On it.
And it's gross.
Exactly.
Then,
you know, that taco meat, and you don't clean it out because you're a guy. And then the next morning when you go and open the car door, it's
Woo! Smells like tacos.
Kinda. Yeah.
That's it. All right. So anyway, but because we have soft tacos now, it's a much better situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Dakota Johnson is 27. That's the daughter of John Johnson and Melanie Griffith. Pretty cool.
All right.
Melissa Benoit is 28. She's in Supergirl. She's the new Supergirl.
Oh, okay.
From the past couple of seasons here. Rachel Lee Cook is 37. She's All That, if you remember that movie.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. Alicia Silverstone is 40 today.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Clueless.
Clueless herself.
Yes.
Is 40. Liev Schreiber? Schreiber? Is that how you say his name? Liev Schreiber?
It's Liev Schreiber.
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah,
okay.
He is Ray Donovan.
He is. And he's one of my favorite actors. Yeah. I never did learn how to say his name, but
there you go. Yeah,
but I love his work.
He just split with his wife, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right? Wow. Yeah. Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts. That's
yeah.
it. Exactly.
He's 49 today. Mm-hmm. AC Green is 53, former NBA superstar. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. David W. Harper. That's Jim Bob Walton.
Hey.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Sure.
He's 55. Russell Simmons is 59. He's the guy who started Def Jam, like all the Def Jam comedy stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's 59. Christopher Waltz, another one of my faves. He's 60 today. He was, of course, Hans Landa in Inglourious Bastards and Django and all that stuff.
Sure.
Linda McMahon is 68. She's the CEO of the WWE,
uh-huh.
Vince McMahon's wife. Susan Sarandon, 70 today.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Did she get her start on Rocky Horror Picture Show? Is that where it began?
Well, that was probably early in her career, certainly, but I think she'd probably done a little bit before that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. Clifton Davis is 71 from That's My Mama.
Okay.
And Anne Rice, 75 today. 75.
She sold a book or two.
One or two.
Yeah, and Armin Asante, he's an actor type person. He'd be 67 today. You didn't have John Cicada.
Oh, I didn't.
Is that his name? Is that right?
That sounds correct.
The wrestler guy, right? From the WWE.
Oh, you talking about John Cena?
Oh, no, this says John Cicada.
Cicada, okay.
He may be.
Oh, no, that's not. That's who that is. That's who I'm thinking. Yeah, and John Cena. He's the wrestle dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And Chuck Hagel, I mean, it doesn't matter. He's in our government. He's the Secretary of Defense. He's 70 today. So
okay.
Good for him. All right, 622.
In conjunction with the 14th Annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center featuring Kendra Scott, Pink Alliance is excited that October 4th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Wear your pink attire and visit one of the following restaurants. Wings and More, any location, Traditions Country Club, Nothing Bundt Cake, RX Pizza, and Mad Taco. And 5% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. Don't miss Paint the Town Pink on October 4th. For more information, visit pinkalliance.org.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Hillary Clinton showed her true colors when she said, hey, Trump supporters belonged in the basket of deplorables last month during that exclusive fundraiser. Well, now leaked audio from a February Clinton fundraiser reveals she doesn't think much of Bernie Sanders supporters either. According to Breitbart, the audio recording catches the Democratic nominee calling Sanders supporters, quote, children of the Great Recession, living in their parents' basements. He goes on to say that Sanders supporters, quote, feel they got their education and the jobs that are available to them are not all what they envision for themselves, and they don't see much of a future. And between these latest comments on Sanders supporters and her deplorables comment, it seems Hillary has nothing but contempt for millions and millions and millions of Americans.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
As you know, subject matter for the bit of info has a range spanning anything from my opinion to political topics to stories that just might make you smile. But oftentimes, I like to help you ensure that things run smoothly in your tech world. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Battery life has been a real issue for me as of late, so this one really hits home for me, and it seems I'm not alone. See, a survey recently found that a longer battery life is the number one feature people want in their phone. So, here are three ways to help your battery stay charged longer, and they're all backed by science. Number one, don't let it get too hot. Heat speeds up the chemical reaction inside the battery and it drains faster. So don't leave it next to the heater or let it sit out in the sun. And I've experienced this firsthand. Even when my phone's not in use, I've left it in the sun only to pick it up and find out it was very hot, even hotter than it should have been just from the sun. So don't let that battery heat up. Number two, never let the battery die. Lithium-ion batteries degrade over time, so eventually they can't hold as much juice on a single charge. And they degrade faster if you always let the battery die before you charge it. So, if your phone's about to die, turn it off. This can get difficult, of course, as depending on what you're using your phone for, the percentage can go from 30% to nothing in mere minutes. So your best bet is to just keep a charger easily accessible. Number three, if you won't be using it for a while, store it half-charged. Right around 50% is the sweet spot, and keep it in a cool, dry place. Now, it's worth noting that this is only worth doing if you're turning it off for at least a few days. For example, if you're going to be out of cell phone range all weekend, or if you're going to be flying overseas where you can't use your phone. If it's only for a few hours, though, don't worry about it. Hopefully those tips will help you keep your battery charged so it's ready for you when you need it, or when you really want to tweet about how funny that bit on the Infomaniacs was. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
626, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? Because it's really okay out there. It's warmed up a little bit yesterday, but cooled down again last night. 89 is our high temperature for today. Probably make 90 tomorrow. That should be the warmest day of the week, it looks like. Still have that 20% chance of showers that may pop up in the afternoon simply because we're getting a few clouds out there and we are getting the heating back up. But it cools down again, pretty comfortable. We'll be down around 70 or so for tonight and tomorrow night. Looking forward to the weekend, 20% chance of rain on Friday. Saturday, looking at a high of about 80 degrees and the wind's out of the south. So, again, after a nice break last week, we're warming a little bit. Winds are out of the southeast right now, 91% relative humidity. We've got 66 degrees.
It's the biggest, best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2016 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. You can see all of the winners in the 150-page full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine. Pick up your free copy around town or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. Retailers are dangling perks like higher pay, extra discounts, and more flexible schedules to lure temporary holiday workers in a tighter labor market. Macy's and Target are holding their first nationwide recruitment fairs, while others are making it easier to apply for temporary holiday jobs via mobile device. Gawker Media plans to set aside at least $5.5 million from the sale of its websites to fund a continuing legal battle with former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan. Gawker's asked a bankruptcy judge to approve an outline of a liquidation plan that would wind down what remains of the former internet publisher. Auto sales fell slightly in September as demand for new cars and trucks sputtered. Sales dropped 0.5% to 1.4 million, the fourth month of year-over-year sales decline so far this year. But some analysts suggest 2016 sales could still top the record of 17.5 million set last year. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We create the thoughts we think. So why do they tend to be so negative much of the time? And how do we change them? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Of all the thoughts we think, it's the negative ones that seem to get our attention.
And they're getting our attention for a reason. They're trying to tell us something. They're trying to tell us that they don't make us feel good and that they oftentimes can make us feel really stressed and bad and even sick.
Ora Nadrich, author of the book Says Who, believes a lot of these negative thoughts that we have aren't even ours to begin with.
We heard them said by somebody long ago and carried someone else's thought, idea, or opinion of us into adulthood. So it's important to recognize whether this is your original thought or not.
Standing back, observing, and questioning your negative thoughts can help you see them for what they are.
It's pretty amazing how many thoughts we continue to host in our thinking mind that we don't even like. So it's important to be able to look at whether or not a thought is appealing or even desirable. And if it's not, why would you think a thought you don't even like? And by asking yourself, does this thought make you feel better or does it tear you down or diminish you, you can know the difference between the two.
Replacing negative thoughts with positive ones is hard, but it is possible.
You don't want to spend your whole life being so heavy, thinking about things that just make you feel so bad. You do have a say in it. It is your mind. You are creating these thoughts. Get creative with it.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 63 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tommy Wallace is no longer superintendent of the Bryan School District.
The Bryan School Board voted 4-2 to accept a voluntary separation agreement with Wallace. David Stansny and Mark McCall voted no.
I'm not opposed to the separation and most of the terms in there, but I do have some concerns about some of the terms.
And I agree with Mr. Stansny.
Voting yes, Doug Warnerberger, Felicia Benford, Trey Moore, and Ruthie Waller. What was unanimous was no one would explain their vote.
I don't think I can add anything to my comments.
Could I refer you to the board president, Dr. Warnerberger?
We'll have a joint release here shortly.
Refer comments to Dr. Warnerberger.
And again, we'll refer all statements to Dr. Warnerberger and the joint press release.
We have a press release that will give the information that we can on the voluntary separation agreement. I cannot comment at this time on the contents of it.
Because a joint statement from the board and Wallace does not spell out what Wallace gets from Bryan ISD for resigning, WTAW News filed an open records request. That could take 2 months for a response if the board decides to let the Attorney General's office make the decision. No one said what led to Wallace's departure, but the board president said the common knowledge and rumor that's been passed around is not in any way related to what we did tonight. Wallace, who did not attend the meeting, sent a tweet quoting two Bible verses from the Old Testament. One was Psalms 34, the other Jeremiah 29:11-14, where the last verse from the New International Version states, "I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." The board also named Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke interim superintendent on a unanimous vote. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The biggest hurdle has been cleared by the College Station School Board in determining new boundaries for 5th through 12th grade campuses. Five of the seven members favored splitting students from all three middle schools between the two high schools. Board President Valerie Yokin, who was part of the majority consensus, also called on administrators to change the middle school mindset.
We're going to have to rebrand our middle schools so that they have their own identity, because this is not the end, guys. You know, we've already talked about, you know, when are we going to have the third high school? Then what are we going to do when we have the fourth middle school?
While College Station Middle School will be split nearly 50-50 between the high schools, Quinn Williams was opposed to the 18% of students from the district's new third middle school going to Consolidated and 16% of Consolidated Middle School students going to College Station High.
The 85% at one school is going to have that school spirit, and the 15 that are tagging along with that 85 for 7th and 8th grade.
Williams and Mike Nugent favored all Consolidated Middle School students going to Consolidated High, all students in the yet-to-be-built 3rd Middle School going to College Station High, and the nearly even split at College Station Middle School. The board also resolved grandfathering by unanimously adopting the committee's recommendations. Last week's Bryan City Council meeting included a public speaker requesting the city waive penalties and interest for those who mailed last year's tax statements to the old tax office and they arrived late to the new tax office. Gary Welch says county commissioners who initially decided their request reconsidered and refunded the penalties and interest. Welch says the Bryan School District has also made the refund, but he came to last week's council meeting after getting no response from city staff.
I sent a letter to the city of Bryan on July 26th of this year asking for the refund. I haven't heard anything back. I've also sent two subsequent emails asking to be contacted by email or phone call, and I haven't heard anything about it. And I'm just wondering if this is going to get dealt with and if y'all are going to, you know, address our questions.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the request will be considered at next Tuesday's council meeting. A Sunday morning alarm resulted in Bryan police going to the Compass Bank branch on Briarcrest near Villa Maria. A third-party security company reported seeing two black men at the ATM inside the bank foyer. According to the arrest report, one of the men was caught running in front of the bank with a crowbar. 27-year-old Christopher Tarver is accused of shattering the front glass of the building, ripping open the ATM door, and damaging the security pad to the safe. Firefighters from the Twin Cities gathered yesterday to remember those around the state who lost their lives on the job over the last 12 months. Speakers at the annual Fallen Firefighters Memorial Program included Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor. He brought up the concern of an increased risk of firefighters getting cancer.
We as the fire service must address this concern for the long-term benefit of our people. While ensuring safe working conditions to prevent line-of-duty deaths is critical, addressing cancer issues is also critical as well for the long-term health of our firefighters.
Five Texas firefighters were recognized at the program. The first of two annual fundraisers for the Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Support Group took place yesterday. The featured speaker at another sellout Surviving and Thriving luncheon was international jewelry designer Kendra Scott. While she has not had cancer, her stepfather died of brain cancer and a close friend died of breast cancer earlier this year.
All I know is getting the call on the other end of the phone and hearing my friend sobbing to me. But it's that finding that strength inside of you and to know that you are not alone, that there are other women that are fighting this, and that together you can fight this with other strong women, and that there is an army of support out there for you and love to help you get through this and to not give up.
Today, there is a profit share with nearly 30 restaurants. The list is online at pinkalliance.org. 98% of Pink Alliance fundraising goes towards grants around the Brazos Valley. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It's 63 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Jared Salvato with the Bank and Trust, working with you or your business to ensure your financial needs are being met is what I do best. Give me a call. I'd love to be your banker. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Good morning, it's 6:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure remains in control of the pattern, though things are going to break down a little bit over the next 24 hours as the high continues to slowly shift off to the east. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny at times today with a high of 85 to 90. Clouding up tonight, there could be a stray shower or storm. Overnight lows near 70. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine developing with highs of 85 to 90. Turns partly to mostly cloudy Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Deshaun Hall, SEC Player of the Week, and Zach Taylor's Aggie Football Report. Hall wasn't the only Aggie SEC Player of the Week, as Jasmine Babers earned the honor for A&M Volleyball. Also, in a game that may be bigger for the coaches than the players, Texas faces Oklahoma on Saturday. We'll take a look at that. And in the NFL, Monday Night Football saw the Vikings hold on to their undefeated record with a win against the Giants. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I think we all know... Well, it may depend on what city you're in. I think we all know what the number one topic of conversation will be in the break room today at work as you're getting your first cup of morning coffee.
Kim Kardashian being robbed?
No, it's the Chelsea, it's the vice presidential debate.
See, sure. I disagree with that.
Well, you think that people will care more about...
Yes.
Kardashian?
Yes.
It all depends on where you work, too, because I know some people are probably going to be talking about Charlie Strong in Texas.
Well, I don't have anything on Charlie, but we'll start with the debate.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump continue to spar on the campaign trail, but tonight the national political lens will be focused squarely on their running mates. Both men are experienced politicians. Yawn. Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, is a former talk radio host who spent more than a decade in Congress, while Clinton's U.S. Senator Tim Kaine is the former governor of Virginia and is a Harvard-trained trial attorney.
These two VP candidates have a big job tonight. They are chief cheerleaders, chief surrogates, and chief attack dogs for their bosses. Both Pence and Kaine are known to be policy wonks and experienced debaters. That means the focus likely tonight will be on substance, something voters say they are hungry for.
I'll say.
Really?
I just liked the attack dog and cheerleader reference in the same sentence.
Yeah. Well, again, I walked into the TV. I walked into the kitchen, I don't know, about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. I took off early, you know. And and there was Trump speaking in Colorado, and you know, I could do about 15 seconds of it.
Yeah.
That was about enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, what else?
Yeah.
All right, so because Chelsea says this will be number one. Here we go.
Police say around 2:30 a.m. Monday, five masked men wearing police uniforms were able to enter the residence and steal some $10 million worth of Kardashian's jewelry. After threatening a security guard with a gun, two of the men made it inside Kardashian's room and held a gun to her head. The attackers reportedly fled on bicycles. Kardashian has two young children with husband Kanye West, but at the time of the robbery, she was reportedly alone as her bodyguard was attending a party with her sisters elsewhere in Paris. Paris police say Kardashian's use of social media may have made her vulnerable. Kardashian routinely shares details about where she is and what she's doing with her tens of millions of social media followers.
People have been warning about that for years.
I know.
Now, to your point, Chelsea, we had the Fox News feed had two stories on the vice presidential debate and nine stories on Kim Kardashian.
Told you. People care. People care.
That's it.
Someone said Kim Kardashian had $10 million stolen from her and she's okay. Meanwhile, if someone takes 10 bucks from me, it's like the Great Depression.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but in all reality, if it is true, and from the sounds of it, they haven't found anything to negate the story, it's kind of a scary thing.
I'm glad you brought that up because here's the thing. I didn't want to say anything. But this is total tinfoil hat thing. But didn't Kanye just come out a couple of months ago and say that he was broke?
He may have.
I mean that kind of
right. No, and there have been rumors that have gone around that was this a publicity stunt? Was this
insurance fraud?
Yeah. But
I could see the insurance fraud thing.
And again, this is, Cliff Howard, I'm sure if he's listening, he'd love to weigh in eventually. But, this is a family that has, made themselves famous by putting themselves in,
in
interesting situations.
Controversial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
So anyway, but serious question about the vice presidential debate tonight. How many people really are going to be watching and making their vote based on the vice presidents?
Well, because you've got two 70-year-olds who are running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And
Looney Tunes.
Yes, exactly.
And these guys actually seem like they might have some seriousness clout.
Right. Well,
a little bit.
Well, I don't think Kaine's a Democrat. I really don't. Mm. A lot of the things he says, I really, really like it. I like a lot of what he says. And Pence has a good strong background. They both have been governors, and so as a result they have been administrators.
They're actually politicians.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. They do understand how to run a government. And so I think it probably is safe to say that more than certainly in the last couple of races,
more than usual.
Yeah, who that vice president is does make a difference because they may be the only sane ones.
Right.
So our Texas legislature is not in session yet, but they obviously are taking some things up. Get this. Here's a story from Texas Tribune today. Quote, comply, then complain, end quote. And similar phrases could become all too familiar to Texas' newest drivers as lawmakers work this week to push two solutions to the rift between law enforcement officers and the communities they serve. State legislators are exploring having Texas schools teach children how to act when stopped by law enforcement.
Interesting.
And the Department of Public Safety is mulling new language in its guidelines for drivers when they see flashing lights in their rearview mirrors. The proposed changes come after years of high-profile fatal encounters between police, civilians, particularly among unarmed black men and women, and, of course, obviously, the Sandra Bland thing.
Right.
But
well, and just across the country.
Sure.
Yeah.
But one more situation where schools are maybe being asked or legislated to do what parents should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
It's just, yep. This is the kind of thing, and, you know, of course, if parents don't know what to do, mm-hmm. then they're not teaching their children, so I presume that's what their thoughts are, is that a school teacher is that connecting point to that kid who's just about to get their driver's license and is going to get stopped, and how they respond or don't respond.
Why are they not getting taught in driver's ed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it the school teacher's responsibility?
Here's my thought. Is they want everybody in the car to know.
Mm.
There could be somebody who's not old enough to take driver's ed yet.
Gotcha.
And
mm-hmm.
would give some input. So okay. maybe that's it. Again, I hate that schools have to be doing that because that's really not what the Texas Constitution says they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But that may, in fact, be the reality that we're dealing with.
Well, here. And it's at least nice to know that there's some attempt to making some kind of changes.
Yeah.
Out mm-hmm. there. They're at least aware of the issue.
Well, and good. Look, most of us encounter a police officer in a not good situation.
Right. Right.
I mean, we've done something wrong, we've gotten caught, whatever, or someone has done something to us, and so that's when we interact with a police officer. Well, we're a little bit older and possibly socioeconomic situation where we are not going to feel like we're threatened or being confronted by the police
mm-hmm.
when others are, mm-hmm. when others do feel that way. So,
but, you know, it does seem like common sense to, you know, keep your hands in plain sight and just do what the officer says.
Well, I like the idea of putting the, yeah, I know, but you're not 16 anymore.
That's true.
Okay, you're not 17 anymore. You're not always right anymore.
That's
okay?
True.
Those are other things that happen. Damn cop, stop me. So I'm angry, you
yeah,
know,
right,
and now you see that kind of thing modeled out on TV. It must be okay because I saw a kid do that on TV. And, you know, the officer could be having a not good day, too. So there are a whole bunch of different things in there. Again, I guess I'm sorry that schools are having to do that because, once again, parents aren't.
Mm-hmm.
651.
You're invited to the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 8th, it's fall beekeeping. Learn how to find bees, insulate hives, and keep a healthy population. Plus, we'll tell you what you need to know if you plan to start up in the spring. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
This is a really good time to talk about the facts you need to have to garden successfully. And wherever you live in this world, if you're going to be a gardener there, these are going to be facts that you'll need to consider for that home. And if you're in Texas, we can talk a little more specifically. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. Neil Sperry.com.
So we're looking at facts you need to know to garden successfully, and we're talking about Texas in this case, the frost dates. The average date in your area of the first killing freeze in the fall is very critical. The average date of the last killing freeze in the spring is ultra critical. You need to have those dates emblazoned in your memory wherever you live. And let me tell you, they vary a great deal from the Panhandle to the Valley. That could be a couple of months difference, maybe more than that. The frost date is important. So is the plant hardiness zone. The USDA has kept detailed records for decades, county by county, of the low temperatures each winter. Then they connected the dots. They drew in the bands in 10-degree differences of winter lows, and then they subdivided in 5-degree zone A and B. You need to find your hardiness zone. In Texas, it's going to be somewhere between 6 in the Panhandle and 8 or 9 in deep South Texas. And then you need to choose plants that are hardy to that number in your area or to the number just one smaller. If you're on Zone 7 plants are certainly good, so would be Zone 6 plants. Zone 8 plants might freeze for you, therefore farther south. Almost all garden soil in Texas has some kind of a challenge. It may be sandy, it may be clay, it's just going to have something going wrong. That isn't always the case, but too often it is. The best way to amend any soil is with several inches of different types of organic matter. I like to use sphagnum peat moss, compost, rotted manure, pine bark mulch, all of those. About an inch to an inch and a half of each of them, and then 1 inch of expanded shale if it's a clay soil. Now, that's intensive type of bed preparation, and I use it only for my smallest plants like annuals and perennials and vegetables and ground covers, since they have the most confined root systems. Larger plants are going to have to exist in what I have natively. Fertilizers. Plants do not differentiate between organic and inorganic plant foods. You need to remember that fact. All nutrients enter plants' roots in elemental form in water solution. But you need to buy a quality fertilizer. Whatever you choose needs to be high nitrogen or all nitrogen. Choose only adapted plants. And this is where you go to the garden center. And the last question you ask is there anything I need to know about this plant I'm about to buy? And avoid formal shearing. Choose plants whose mature heights and widths are what you need, and then stick with them. I'm Neil Sperry. If I only had one tree, that's going to be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:56. Well, the Aggs take on Tennessee on Kyle Field Saturday at 2:30 p.m. And with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Texas A&M defensive end Deshaun Hall has been named SEC Defensive Player of the Week following his performance in last Saturday's 24-13 win over South Carolina. Hall, a senior from Seattle, Washington, made 6 total tackles in the win, collecting 2 sacks and 3.5 tackles for loss. And it was a solid performance, especially when you consider the Aggies were without injured All-American defensive end Miles Garrett.
I just try to play my hardest. I try to play my heart out, try to give everything for my teammates, try to feel Miles' presence, basically, and just try to help my team out in every aspect as I could.
Deshaun hopes to have his teammate back for this Saturday when the 8th-ranked Aggies welcome 9th-ranked Tennessee to town. Kickoff is set for 2 p.m. at Kyle Field, with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Don't forget you can also catch the Sumlin Show tonight at 7 o'clock on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget ESPN College Game Day is also going to be in town. They start at 8 a.m. Also in college football, there will be more at stake than usual for Texas coach Charlie Strong and Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops at this year's showdown game Saturday in Dallas. Both schools have traditionally ranked among college football's top programs, but both are off to disappointing starts by their standards. Texas Athletic Director Mike Perrin told a reporter after Saturday's 49-31 loss to number 20 Oklahoma State, quote, "We need to evaluate what happened here." Strong, who has a 13-16 record at Texas and a 9-12 mark in Big 12 play, has been under intense scrutiny since taking over at Texas. He said Perrin hasn't assured him that his job is safe. Another SEC Defensive Player of the Week for A&M has been named, as Texas A&M volleyball's middle blocker Jasmine Babers has been given the honors. It's the sixth time Babers has received the honor during her career and her first time to garner the accolade this season. In the NFL, Dak Prescott never gets tricked by the question, no matter how someone asks what happens when Tony Romo returns from his latest back surgery. With a victory at home against Cincinnati on Sunday, Dallas will be guaranteed a winning record for the widely projected Romo return date of October 30th. Prescott has led the Cowboys to three straight wins after a loss in the opener dropped them to 1-14 without Romo since the 2013 finale. The Cowboys take on the Bengals Sunday, October 9th at Jerry World at 3:25 p.m. On Monday Night Football, Sam Bradford was 26 of 36 for 262 yards and a touchdown as the Minnesota Vikings beat the New York Giants 24-10. Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. still hasn't scored a touchdown this season after being held to three catches for 23 yards. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson.